Literature 7, On the Road, by Jack Kerouac. Exercises 2 and 3.
Today we have with us in the studio Jacqueline Clark, who's just published a new biography of Jack Kerouac, the famous American novelist. Well, I say American. Was he or was he Canadian?
His parents were Canadian, but Jack was born in a small town in Massachusetts, USA. So he was American. Having said that, they spoke French at home, and it wasn't until he was a teenager that Kerouac really spoke English fluently.
So, in a way, it's perhaps quite surprising that he went on to become one of the most influential novelists of the mid-20th century.
Yes, maybe. Although there are other famous novelists who wrote in English even though it wasn't their first language. Joseph Conrad, for example.
Yes, I suppose you're right. So, what were the other influences in his life, apart from his French-Canadian background?
Well, at the age of 17, Kerouac left home and moved to New York to complete his high school education. This was a very important formative experience in his life. The city made a huge impression on him. The crowds of people, the constant buzz of activity, the music. All of these were major influences on the young writer.
And when you say music, you mean...
Well, jazz in particular. He was a big fan, and it features a lot in his writing.
And what did he do after finishing high school?
He was awarded a football scholarship to Columbia University, but dropped out after a year.
And when he dropped out?
He made friends with a group of young writers who are often referred to as the Beat Generation.
So, people like Ginsberg?
Yes, that's right. Allen Ginsberg and William Burroughs are the two best-known members of the group, apart from Kerouac himself. Kerouac joined them and was desperate to become a writer.
Did he have any success at this stage?
Well, he wrote a novel called The Town and the City, which was published in 1950, and which drew on his experiences as a small-town boy moving to a big city. The novel received a positive reaction from critics, but didn't really launch his career. He was restless, and so he began to travel.
How old was he at this stage?
He was in his 20s. He and a friend called Neil Cassidy made several long trips across the United States, visiting Chicago, Los Angeles, and other cities.
And did he write about the journeys?
Well, these journeys formed the basis of On the Road, Kerouac's second and best-known novel.
Ah, I see. It's an autobiographical novel, then.
More or less. I mean, although the two main characters in the novel are called Sal Paradise and Dean Moriarty, they're clearly Jack Kerouac and Neil Cassidy.
And Kerouac wrote the novel very quickly. Is that right?
Yes. He's said to have written the manuscript in 3 weeks, typing it onto a long roll of paper, rather than separate sheets.
How unusual. Why?
His aim was to create a new style of writing, in which words and ideas flowed naturally in long sentences, expressing the restlessness and dissatisfaction of a new generation. It was important, he believed, that the writing should be spontaneous.
So, did he change things or make revisions?
Apparently not.
Fascinating. And how easy was it for him to get this novel published?
Not very easy. Kerouac sent his roll of paper to several publishers, but they all rejected it. It was 6 years before the novel was published.
And how was it received when it was finally published?
Oh, it was an instant success, almost overnight. Jack Kerouac became one of the best-known writers in America. He wrote and published a further 12 novels.
But none as successful as On the Road.
No, that's right. And he died, rather an unhappy figure, at the age of 47.